Hey, welcome to the Happy Hormones Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Gamayo Self, where I dive into everything related to women's health and lifestyle, and you know me, holistically. So join me, your host, as we explore the intricacies of female hormones, discuss tips and strategies for managing stress and anxiety, and discover ways to live a healthier and happier, more fulfilling life. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to relationships, I cover it all. So please grab a cup of tea, settle in, and let's dive into the world of women's health together. This is the Happy Hormones Coach. Hey, welcome back to the Happy Hormones Coach show, dedicated to women's health and natural approaches to harnessing your symptoms, elevating your moods, and maintaining your best well-being. I'm your host, Jennifer Gamayo Self, and welcome to another episode for all my perimenopausal women out there. You know, those women who are in perimenopause, middle age, professional, still trying to juggle business with family life. I know it's been a little bit. I have been battling some cold, and then my voice was going out, and so I'm feeling much better. I don't know what it was that was going around, but apparently, talking to several of my clients, they've had it too, and they're in different states. So, interesting, but I am back, and today we're going to be talking about what I love to talk about and what I've been geeking out most lately, as it relates to, of course, my own health, but also as it relates to just middle-aged women in general, and well, actually all women in general, but gut health and how it relates to the nervous system regulation and, of course, our hormones. So let's get into it. Gut health is a second critical factor of our transformational life. I will also communicate some of the practical advice that helps you move through this with grace and vitality. And I'm talking about aging, ladies. We should not be afraid of that word. We should strive to age youthfully and gracefully, and don't be afraid of it because it's going to happen. It's inevitable. We're all going to do it, but we can change how we approach that. And it does tie into gut health because whatever our thoughts are, generally, whether it's happy, good, sad, stressful, whatever, it does impact our gut health. Gut health impacts, of course, our stress. Stress impacts our gut health, and of course, our immunity, and of course, hormones, so on and so forth. So that's why I thought it was really important to talk about today. And so first, on the most basic level of gut health, our digestive system might commonly be called our second brain, and it's for good reasons. It contains a great network of neurotransmitters and bacteria, for the most part, decide our mood, energy level, health, and of course, like I just mentioned, immunity. So therefore, a healthy gut is of prime importance for a perimenopausal woman, which can directly affect hormonal balance and the severity of symptoms experienced during this transition period. And I'm not just talking about your period, your menstrual cycle. I'm talking about, or PMS, anything like that related. I'm talking about so many other factors. I'm talking about anxiety, any other like mental health symptoms that we may be struggling with like mood swings, anxiety, depression, anything like that as well that we can experience. So it's not just physical, but it is also mental as well. And so at just that time, it is balanced gut flora that specifically supports estrogen metabolism. And this is important, especially as we age. And it helps counter the two main complaints of perimenopause, which are mood swings and hot flashes. You know, you feel like you're sleeping well, or you're in the middle of the day, you feel really good, it's actually not hot out, and then you just get a sudden burst of just heat and hot, and it's like, what is going on? Where's the freezer at? Yeah, it's kind of like that. Now, moving on to the nervous system. So during perimenopause, the hormonal upsets act somewhat like a stressor. So to say, like switch our nervous system into an almost constant high alert, thereby evoking anxiety, depression, fatigue, like tiredness, But then there is good news after all. So the symptoms can drop to a great extent if the nervous system is regulated through specific practices. So for example, good exercises like deep belly breaths. And it's not just about just breathing, but it's really good belly breaths. So like deep breathing, meditation or prayer, Pilates or gentle stretching. All are very helpful for releasing stress, helping your lymphatic system drain. So we need a good drainage in there and getting our blood circulated. So, and it also keeps hormones in balance. And considering perimenopause, one would be tempted to know how the gut could further affect the nervous system. And this is where the part played by the gut brain axis comes in. So it's like the HPA axis. It comes in a very complex communication network, and it's between our gut and brain. And this indicates that a healthy gut contributes to a resilient nervous system through which emotions and stress can be managed effectively. So through our nervous system and through our gut, with them communicating, they just talk to one another, and that's where our emotions, our stress, that's where everything can have an impact, because they speak to each other. They're in that communication all the time. And so for perimenopausal women, this is undoubtedly twofold. As an optimally emphasized gut does not only assure better hormonal balance, but it also is better resilience to improve stress and, like, you know, our thoughts. So now moving forward to the very part you have been waiting for, practical tips on increasing your gut health and toning down your nervous system amidst a busy life, because, you know, we are all professionals, we have families, and it is hard dealing with just regular day-to-day life and having a busy practice or in corporate or whatever you do. I know you're a busy professional woman out there, and just struggling with these different symptoms that we're getting as we age. And so it's like it's all new to us. We've never been here before. And so we really having to navigate all that can be very stressful. And that's what I want to talk about, is some practical tips to leave you with that you can just take slowly and start slowly moving towards that. And of course, this is very general. If there's anything like specific for whatever you're dealing with, if there's any like diagnosis or anything that you have, always talk with your practitioner. This is just very basic foundations. And of course, there's no one size fits all, but you can start small and see what applies to you, what you can do practically in your life. So first, consider consuming enough probiotic foods. So like the fermented vegetables, kefir, yogurt. Yogurt also does have non-dairy options as well, to keep up with a good level of your gut microbiome. And then second, work stress. Like, you just want to bust the stress that's in your work every day into your life. So such as 5 minutes of deep belly breaths, or a quick morning meditation or prayer, journaling, you know, whatever works for you. And it can be like 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be anything bad. I always, and you've heard me talk about this before, but I always do recommend having a really strict, if there's any habits that you should start making right now, I highly recommend, because it has changed my life as well, and my health for the better. But having a morning routine and then developing a bedtime or nighttime routine, having those two in place is going to start your day great. And it's going to set the tone for the rest of your day, and to where you're not rushing, but you're just in this better, it just sets your nervous system, it sets your mood, and sets the tone for the day of how it's going to be. So you're not stressed or frazzled or rushing out, but you have a really good balance. And then at night, having a good wind down or nighttime routine, it really gets your circadian rhythm going to where it knows when to wake up, knows when to wind down, knows when to go to bed. And it just sets you up for good quality sleep, as well as just winding down to, you know, unleash any of those anxious thoughts, anything of the day that you had, whether it's good or bad or in between, it just helps you wind down. So having a good morning and evening routine has been so impactful on not just my own health when I've incorporated it. And it is a habit, and your body will get used to it. Trust me, your body will know. You just have to train it. You have to just train yourself, build these habits, and then you can start onto another habit. But if anything, those two are what I highly recommend, because it is impactful for a lot of women that I speak with, just incorporating it and setting the tone for the day. So I do recommend that. And I do like to say have some deep belly breaths throughout the day. I call it reset. So with my clients, I'll say, do some resets throughout the day. And basically it's just resetting your nervous system back to what it was, back to regular and out of that fight or flight mode. And so even if it's a quick bathroom break, if it's a quick, just go outside and get some fresh air. If you're sitting down at a desk, if you could just stand up and stretch and do some good breathing, it just takes, like, you can do it for a minute and that'll really get things going. If you do that, set sticky notes or your alarm, that's going to really help to remind you. Or if you start feeling tired or anxious, if you feel your heart racing, anything like that, then that's just going to tell you, okay, let me go ahead. Let me just take a minute or two just to stretch and do some belly breaths. So that's what I like to say. That's what I recommend. And that's just going to really help you reset your nervous system. And it goes to gut health and inflammation and so on and so forth. So last but not least, rest. Just like I was talking about, rest should be adequate and exercise should be moderated to ensure that the hormones are balanced and the nervous system is kept in a healthy state. What I mean is exercise is wonderful. I am also a personal trainer and I do advocate for exercise. And I know with the women I work with, I like to do like the cycle, working with the cycle, right? With your exercise, fitness, nutrition, any of that. But I also want you to pay attention to your energy and how you're feeling. Because if you're having an off day, if you're not feeling so great, if your energy is pretty low, then why don't you do low to moderate exercise? But if you have that energy, if you feel really good, you can go ahead and do exercise towards working off that energy. And I think that's great. But I don't think that we should put going at the gym every day or working out hard, doing all these HIIT exercises. Too much could be really stressful on the body. And especially it'll impact your hormones and everything else. So that being said, although I am an advocate of fitness for sure and exercise. We do need to move our body every day, but just don't go hard. If your body's not used to it, if you are not used to going hard, don't just start. Gradually work into it. And if you are used to that, and if you're doing it maybe too much, that can cause gut inflammation and just so much other symptoms. Because, you know, exercise, although is a good thing, it is a stressor on our body. So maybe back it up a little bit. But again, it's just work with your energy level. And so that's what I want to say about that. And of course, adequate rest. So that goes into your bedtime routine and also just good quality sleep. There's ways to track it, or just see how you feel in the morning. If you wake up tired, examine, get curious with yourself, what could it be? And so before we wrap up, let's address some frequently asked questions. I know that I get some questions a lot, but I'll just give you two. So can changes in diet really improve perimenopausal symptoms? And absolutely it can. Nutrition is huge. And that's what I'm saying. I like to add in and not take away necessarily when I first start working with women. So a fiber-rich diet, and again, fiber-rich, I do want to give a caveat there. So just depending on your guts, where it's at, if there's so much inflammation, a lot of fiber could actually work against you. We need fiber, but just start small. This is where I would say start small and see where you're at. Because if there is a lot of imbalance in the gut, then this can just back you up and just make it worse. So we definitely don't want to do that. Healthy fats. Yes, healthy fats. We need that for so many. It's for our hormones, for our brain health, so many things we need healthy fats for. And I can't just say it enough. We need healthy fats. And also antioxidants. They support gut health and hormonal imbalance. All of these do. So, you know, again, eating the rainbow, getting a lot of colorful foods will help you. And again, this is just to what works for you and your body. And so the second one is, how long does it take to notice improvements? Now, this one is, again, it depends. And, you know, I feel like I'm a robot when I say that, because I say it often when there's a lot of questions. And it really, it's so true, though. It depends, because every body is not the same. Everybody is different. And so while individual experiences, they do vary, because we're all different. But I can tell you that even personally with the women that I have worked with, many of the women report feeling better within a few weeks of making any lifestyle changes. And I'm not talking about fad diets or supplements. These women have reported feeling so much better, noticing a difference in their gut and inflammation and like even their mood. So the gut brain axis that we talked about. And it really is only within a few weeks. And it's amazing, because that's kind of not what we're working on. And we haven't really gotten any test results back. But it's just amazing, just some small, simple things, especially in your lifestyle and nutrition, can make a huge impact. And I just love hearing those reports from clients when I talk with them on the phone, because just hearing that, like, wow, this is just a byproduct. They have a bigger goal they're working towards, but they couldn't believe how much better they're feeling, and how much natural energy they have, and how satisfied they are, and don't need to reach for the 3 o'clock sugary snack, and how other people have noticed. It's just amazing, and I love that. And so, yes, you can notice improvements, and you can notice even small improvements, but I'll tell you what, any improvement is great, right? So small progress, small improvements, they will add up to your bigger goals. Just being consistent is going to help. And so with that, it wraps up this episode. And remember, ladies, perimenopause, middle age, all this in between is a journey, and you don't have to walk it alone. So focusing on your gut health and nervous system regulation will go a long way to smoothing the transition and facing this phase like a champ. I know I'm ready for it. I know I'm trying to face it like a champ too with you. So I'm right there with you, ladies. And I wanted to remind you that this is the reason I focus heavily on the gut and nervous system in my signature program, Simply Feeling Good, period. But I also have an HTMA Harmony test that I run as the basic foundation to check where your minerals are, which are the spark plugs of life. So it's super important to check those. And I like to start there as well. So, and if any of those are imbalanced, then it's a good indication that other parts of your systems are off, as well as hormones. So check out the link in the show notes for details on those. And since it is International Women's Day, as of the day of this recording, I also want to include that I am a part of a book full of professional women like yourselves who have inspiring stories to share on Business on Purpose book. And that will be linked in the show notes as well, with the HTMA Harmony Bundle. And I encourage you to check it out and share with any other ladies that can use some inspiration from multiple beautiful ladies. Share it. And I hope that this episode has blessed you. And I hope that book will bless you and your friends and your family, any other special ladies in your life. And thank you so much for tuning in. and promising to turn back with more insight and tips to enhance your understanding of fitness, nutrition, and everything in between as it relates to us women. So until then, take care of your body and it will take care of you. And here's to simply feeling good, period. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Happy Hormones Coach today. I hope our discussion was informative and helpful for your health and well-being. If you have any questions or comments about today's episode or have suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me on social media or visit my website. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider leaving a review and sharing it with your friends and family. Remember, taking care of yourself is essential, and I'm here to support you on your journey toward optimal health and happiness. So until next time, stay happy and stay healthy. This is the Happy Hormones Coach.